This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Braves find a way to get it done as they win another series, Mike, and that's good against the Cardinals. I know you're frustrated with Ozzy, but, you know, the thing about this team, at least right now, is nothing is working all together. We get spurts from different parts of the team, whether it's the bats or the pitching staff or the bullpen, whatever it might be, but the Braves find a way to get it done, and they scored 3 runs in the bottom of the ninth to do it. So today it was a struggle. Eighth. I apologize. 1-1 going into the eighth inning. They hold the Cards down, and then in the bottom of the eighth, they score 3 runs. 4-1, the final score today. Money Harris, Mike, 3 hits today. Riley with another hit. Ozuna, Olsen. You had a bunch of guys with hits. Ozzy had one, but as you mentioned, now his average is, down to .234
right
after today's game. But Drake Baldwin had a hit. But at the end of the day, you're getting some clutch right now from this Braves team.
Yeah, man. I know that last night was frustrating because of the injury to Strider, kind of pushed it back, so you didn't really have the A-team, as we said, as far as how your bullpen was going to play out. And the bullpen is not great. We just know it. It's not the night shift. As a matter of fact, it's the third shift. Nothing against you guys who work the overnight, but I mean it's bad. So it's been inconsistent at best. But you're right, the clutch hitting. So you win another series, and hopefully they start to build these little checks and kind of build some momentum. And it will be interesting when they finally get to play the Mets. Mets beating up on the Phillies. It'll be interesting to see how this team stacks up because. And the Acuna thing. We were just talking about this Knox who does all our internet and interweb stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
I was saying, curious, when Acuna comes back, does he hit the ground running? Is he going to be like kid gloves? And how does this whole dynamic play out with this little controversy on the side, too?
You think they're going to even – I don't even know if they acknowledge it, right?
It doesn't matter how much the media wants to push it, and
sure,
they won't.
Sure.
So it'll die pretty quickly, but unless Ronald makes a thing out of it.
Yeah, I mean, because he will be asked, I'm sure, about, hey, you posted that and you took it down. And he'll have to answer that at some point, but – if they're winning games, Mike, and we've gotten back into this race
at all,
and nobody's gonna care about whether or not what he said, or if he meant it, or if him and Snit have some kind of beef. Bottom line is, good win today against the Cards. Off day tomorrow, and then they head to Arizona to take on the D-backs. What do you think about all the rumors right now? And there are a lot of them when it comes to the top of this draft. Whether the Browns are looking to selling their number 2 overall pick, who's potentially looking to move up? It's kind of interesting to me. The Texans, by the way, they've been busy over the last few years. I mean, remember, they drafted C.J. Stroud, and then they made moves to go get Will Anderson. I think that's a team that could be active, but you just don't know, Mike, and under the circumstances, they needed everything they went after. They went and got their quarterback and edge rusher that particular draft. I think it was 23, because they've both been there 2 seasons, but I don't know if I believe all the stuff that's kind of roaming around. Even the Saints, who own the number 9 pick, Mike, we keep talking about they picked before us. What are they looking to do?
Right.
Quarterback seems to be the potential target.
Hey, we've asked all of our experts, and we're going to ask Charles Davis, whose mock is up, by the way, at NFL Network. You can check out what Charles has got. Charles, by the way, has got, and he's kind of using a little bit of chalk here. He's got Ward, Hunter, Carter going to the Giants, and he's got Shedeur Sanders. He's got Shedeur Sanders. Where's Shedeur Sanders going? I'll find Shedeur Sanders. I guess he's got him falling down a little bit because that's been one of those questions that we've asked everybody. Where exactly does he play, and how does this thing affect where, again, we're going to pick? Is somebody maybe going to come up to find him? I mean, there's a lot of juice now that all of a sudden the Steelers may be coming up for a quarterback, or maybe they stand pat and they feel somebody's going to fall to them. You know, we've debated all the injuries and the injury components of some of these elite defensive players, both corners and edge rushers. So that's going to be interesting. He's got us going with Derek Harmon, by the way, defensive tackle from Oregon.
Okay.
First time I've seen him linked to us.
He's a top player. He's one of the top players in this draft. And again, I'm not going to be upset. Maybe you guys might be. D-tackle or edge, I'm happy because I know how that changes and helps our defense. But, Mike, if you're telling me you're going to go get the best D-tackle, we brought this up yesterday when we were talking about, you know, the kid out of Ole Miss. I'm not necessarily
– Nolan, right.
Correct, Walter Nolan. I'm not necessarily disappointed if that's the route they want to go, but it also tells me that, okay, maybe the guys that we've been talking about are not as high on their board if they were to do something like that and go D-tackle.
Right. But there's these storylines, and again, I'm looking – I can't find Shedeur Sanders on Charles Davis's draft, so I will – I guess he's buying into some of this Shedeur Sanders falling out. So we'll talk about it when he joins us a little bit later in the 3 o'clock hour. Do you feel that we will – real quick, off the top of your head, how many quarterbacks go in the first round?
Three.
Okay, because right now, some guys, if you buy into this Shedeur Sanders thing, maybe it's just two. Or maybe somebody does love him and comes up to get him. Then there's those, as you said, Shuck, and we've got, you know, Milroe, some of these other wild cards that are out there. Then there's the, you know, the Saints. The Saints could go a number of ways. They could go quarterback, offensive line, wide receiver, D. Basically, the Saints need a little bit of everything. It's in front of those guys that are picking in front of us. Bears could go defense, 49ers. I just would love to get that impact player we talked about in the start of the program. I just would love to know what's – I'd love to know what's on the top of that whiteboard right now at Flowery Branch.
Yeah.
You got any insight?
No.
Go on, spill it, man.
No.
What you know,
look, I told you yesterday who they love. It doesn't mean they're going to draft him. I just, you know, it's one of those things where – you have to see how this plays out, and that's what makes it so compelling. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Lots of rumors at the top of this draft. To Mike's point, some teams saying they're open for business, but I don't know if anybody's going to be willing to give up the kind of compensation to go get picks 1, 2, or 3,
right?
Because you're going to give up a buttload of picks, guys, to make that move. And this is not that draft. I've said it time and time again, Mike. You're not going to go get a game-changing kind of player. Not saying that these guys aren't good, but if you're going to give up that kind of compensation, you have to totally buy in and believe that this guy is going to change your franchise. And if you don't, Mike, I said it, you can get the same guy or similar talent later in the draft.
And that's why, you know, will there be, and right now there's no trades, you mentioned that, maybe there will be a lack of movement because of everything you just said, because the perception of 15 to 45 is the same guy. You know, or the same, you know, all the corners are basically in that same level. That's why some of those mock drafts, Maxwell Hairston from Kentucky is available for us in the second round. That would be great
now,
for us.
By the way, if he is there,
woo!
I'm on that.
Yeah, Brian McFadden told us he would not be there,
but there
are some mocks where he still is there in the second. So just a matter of, you know, the eye of the beholder. Abdul Carter, we all know he's the man, but then who's going to be that second edge rush guy off the board? Does Mike Green be there for us? Is he going to fall? Or not necessarily fall, but just... based on what I've seen, he's slotted where he's supposed to be picked, 15, by us.
Yeah. If you buy into him being the second best or third best edge guy in this draft, then, you know, the brilliant thing is, like last year, there were 14 – it's not going to happen this year. There were 14 offensive picks before the first defensive player was taken last year. That's not happening this year. So, Mike, if it did, obviously it would play to our benefit because now we get to select whoever the hell we want, and you got all these players defensively sitting there. My point is, nobody expected that last year. You had 14 guys that are offense, quarterbacks. Six quarterbacks taken in the first 15. That's why that thing changed the way it did. So this year, if you get a mix, Mike, of offensive tackles, which we know they're high on a lot of people's boards, you're going to get a couple of running backs potentially, certainly one in the top 15. And I'm just talking about the 15 before we draft. You're going to get at least two quarterbacks, maybe three. I don't think three go in the top 15. I think three go in the top 25. And then you're talking about the other positions, right? Wide receiver, corner. All of a sudden, I think you're getting a mix of positions that it's going to look completely different than it did last year.
All right. Now, I had not seen this one. There's all these mock drafts are basically dropping now. Everybody's called 4.0 or 5.0.
Yeah, yeah.
Or in some case, you remember Jay Gruden, the offensive coordinator, John's brother?
Yeah.
You know, from the Commanders, et cetera. And a guy who's been a coach in this league. He's got us, listen to this. I just saw this just popped. He's got us making a trade with the Giants, basically throwing it all in for Abdul Carter.
Okay. Now, look, did I not tell you if you love something, go get it? If you want it and you think he's a game changer, go make it happen. Mike, if they give up their entire draft and we get Abdul Carter,
I'm down with it.
I'm fine.
I can live with that.
I'm fine. So that is different, though.
That's a big roll of the dice, but I'm down with it.
It's different than let's add additional picks, move back, and try to play this numbers game versus I got one guy I want. And I'm willing to do whatever it takes to go get him. Let's go make it happen. I'm fine.
So that's where he's got us. Now, again, not knowing what we would have to move up and get, I would imagine there'd be a second round of some compensation in the next year's draft as well. So we couldn't just get there from 15 with what we've got right now.
Probably not. That's true. 404-726-0929. Just talking about some of the stuff that's out there.
It's intriguing, though. It's fun to see some of this stuff. And as I said, I looked at Charles Davis's draft, and I can't find Shedeur Sanders.
if he gets to 21, I still think the Steelers pick him. If he goes beyond 23, which is the Rams, then he may be a day two guy.
Right.
Because at that point, when you start looking at the draft, and trust me, I've analyzed this over and over and over and over and over. The bottom line, Mike, is when you start looking at the back half of the draft, 24, Chargers, Herbert. 25, Green Bay. They're not picking a quarterback. 26, Commanders. You know Jaden's there. 27, Ravens. Stop it. Bills, 28. Eagles, 29. Vikings, 30.
Right.
Nobody's picking a quarterback.
You can jump in and do it.
Chiefs, Lions. That's 25 through 32. So if he gets to 23, which is Rams,
right,
and nobody's taking him, you get to the Chargers next. Shador Sanders, I don't think he gets taken until the second day.
Let me throw this at you. Blanks, you guys were just throwing some crazy scenarios out there. Even though they gave some money to Sam Darnold, Seattle, would see if he's there for Seattle at 18?
I don't think so.
See, this is where this will be one of those, maybe the Geno Smith in the green room. I hope it's not for sure. Maybe that's why Shador said, I'm not, thanks, but no thanks. I won't be in the green room in Lambeau.
Yeah, I hope it's not either. I'm looking at something right now that just popped up.
Less guys, by the way, going to be at this in any draft in the last 5 years, according to what's been reported.
Where one NFL assistant said Shador Sanders, he's not that good. This is the kind of stuff that's out there. And, you know, if you're buying into it and if you believe it.
Right.
But it's all in the eye of the beholder. And some of the guys that I've spoken with have said, look, this is just shenanigans, Mike. At the end of the day, everybody's saying all this stuff, but the teams that are really interested ultimately are going to do what they need to do, and that's draft the kid.
Jim on the text line, he's in Lithonia.
Hey, all bro. Right.
What's up, Jimbo? He says, do you think we'll be able to get a deal over the weekend? Again, the general manager was asked for Kirk Cousins. General managers didn't think that would happen, so I would think you'd look basically all the way through the draft. And then you'd see maybe some trades, maybe some does, maybe some doesn't. But I think maybe it's something like musical chairs. Whoever didn't get their quarterback room the way they thought it would be aligned, then maybe someone outside of the only two teams we've been linked to is Cleveland and the Steelers, you know, for us. That's it.
Mike, and you know what else I was going to, and we'll play it for you here in a second, but Terry was asked about the salary specifics, like what are they looking in return? You know, we talked about this. I think the Falcons, or at least the report was, they're asking any one of these teams that are interested in Cousins to pay, what, $20 million of the salary?
And he said that was inaccurate.
Yes. So our general manager today said we haven't put any salary-specific terms on what we want in return. Okay, I don't know. I mean, like, how can you have that conversation if that's not a part of it?
Well, then, so then what? Someone's going to get him for $10 million? Someone's getting for $5 million. Just give me. Can I buy a seventh round pick for $5 million? I mean, that's what you're going to be into. Again, guys, remember when you guys were clowning me for reading the Bill Barnwell article? That's what Bill Barnwell was saying. There's just no market here. You know, I mean, nobody is going to come and give you money for Kirk Cousins. There's just no way. And this, like I said, unless all the stars align the wrong way for that team, and they can't find anybody in the draft or any one of the lesser quarterbacks still out there.
Here's Terry Fontenot on what we're talking about with the salary demands, what the Falcons would want in return if a trade was to happen.
We just have to look at whatever, say if we get an offer on any player. We get an offer, we have to look at it and say, is this going to help our team? Is this the betterment of our team? And then we'll do it with Kirk or anyone else. It comes down to that. But the report that says there's a specific number, that's not accurate. We haven't said that.
Okay. So, as we said, there's no market for him, guys. And he's got a no-trade clause. He's got final say in where he goes. Doesn't want to be around anybody with a QB that's in waiting. So that kind of limits. I mean, you're down to, like, nobody. You know, like I said, the only team potential, even the Steelers are probably going to draft a quarterback in this draft at some point. It's just a matter of how high.
Because I don't think they know what Aaron's doing. I think they got to protect themselves, Mike.
Right.
You know? And that means making sure that you're going into the season having drafted one of these quarterbacks. Now, again, they don't have to do it in the first round. But if you are Mike Tomlin, don't think for a second that he's going to go into the season with Mason Rudolph or whatever playing quarterback for them. I don't believe that's the case. He's a good backup. Mm. He's been there. They know him. But you got to think about the future.